At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two here on Monday morning, and hope things are starting off well for you. It's a little dark out there, but it's starting to get lighter. I don't know how many of you had a chance to see the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, the David Boreanaz. No, that's different. That's a Family Guy joke. But I don't know how many of you had a chance to see those yesterday, last night, whatever. I still haven't. Still have never seen them. Driving home last night saying, gee, it'd be nice if I saw these things, but no such luck. So, but then again, I haven't really done a good job of trying to go out there and see them for myself. So one of the things that we were talking about in the last hour was this fight that happened between parents at a Saugus-Salem youth football game. And this seems to be something that has been on the increase in recent years. Now, it's never really gone away completely. But I don't know if it's that people don't think before they act. I don't know if it's that they have some sense of entitlement. I don't know if it's a matter of there needs to be better crowd control at these games, because can't take it for granted that it's a kids' league. And who's going to take it that seriously? It doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. Is it nice if your child gets to move on to, you know, the Super Bowl or to play in Disney World or whatever the, you know, the end goal is for your league? Yeah, it's nice, but is it the end of the world if they don't? So I don't know why people get so worked up about youth sports. As somebody who wrote about them for years, you know, I could always kind of put it in its place. It's mainly designed to teach. Is it competitive? Yes. And should it be competitive? Absolutely. I remember getting into an argument with a person that ran the instructional league for basketball at the YMCA that I coached in, because he determined that they would not keep score in the games. And I tried to explain that, you know, and again, he probably went to, you know, college and studied all this kind of stuff. And here I am just coming in as the sports writer who thinks he knows everything. But I remember saying, like, these kids are going to keep score anyway. And you think that you're doing a good thing by saying we're not going to run the scoreboard so that if a team gets beat up, they don't see the difference in the score. Well, first of all, they've got to learn that. But also, too, they're going to keep track of it. So if you're telling them we're not going to keep score, the kids that score are going to feel like they're doing something wrong by scoring. The real trick is to let them keep score, but then teach them that the score doesn't really matter. Teach them that this is a game that is just designed to teach you the skills. You'll get into the competitive stuff later. And I think that that's where it's almost a shortcut to say, well, we just won't keep score. But also, there's so much that happens in the stands of these games, with everything from parents trying to coach their kid from the stands, encouraging them to listen to them instead of the actual coach. But yet they don't want to step up and be a coach themselves. And I don't understand why that kind of thing is so prevalent. I get it. You want your kid to do the best that they can do. But also, I've always had the approach of, well, if this person's coaching, they're the one that volunteered, I'm going to let them do their thing. So I helped coach baseball and I coached basketball because somebody had to and nobody else stepped up. And I think I did one season of soccer because nobody else stepped up. No, I didn't. I didn't do soccer because I don't know anything about soccer. So you don't want me coaching the kids anyway. No, I remember I was going to have to because there wasn't anybody. And then somebody stepped up at the last minute. Thank goodness. But I didn't sit there at a soccer game and act like I knew everything better than the coach. I just cheered on my kid and encouraged him to, you know, actually pay attention. 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Sefulis.
How you doing?
You know, you're talking about the parents and the staff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you have seen that new commercial that they have on TV, right?
Well, you have to be more specific.
Is it Progresso? Where he's playing football and he comes out and his father says, "Where are you going?" Geico, whatever. No, it's Progresso, right?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that one. What happens in it?
What happens is the kid's playing football, comes over for some water. And his father comes down to the fence and says, "Where you going?" You know, and he always wanted to be in insurance. And he says to his father, he says, "You go out there and play football." He says, "You can't be a quit." "No, I'm quitting because it's your dream. It's not mine. I always wanted to be an insurance guy." And he runs off the field. It's the same thing. People push their kids into things that they missed out on.
Right. It's like, well, I like football, so I want my kid to like football. And yeah. And I thought the same thing. My son wanted nothing to do with football. He wasn't interested in it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So it's amazing how the commercials are showing what the people are doing. You know, I know I didn't. I just heard you and I seen the commercial. I think it's Progresso with that lady that's always dressed in white.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly. He says, "No, I'm giving up on your dream." You know, because that's what he wanted his kid to do. And it's coming into real life now.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got so many parents that want to, especially like parents who are thinking, well, gee, if my kid is even a little bit good at this, maybe they get a scholarship. That saves me a lot of money in college. So they're going to push their kid for that, not realizing that they're probably spending as much money getting that kid playing football and trying to be good at football that they end up spending on college tuition.
No, I can't look into other people's minds, but that's exactly what's happening in this world. Everybody wants to be right.
Oh, yeah, you know, no doubt.
You know, and I mean, now they're doing commercials to show how ridiculous the parents are. So.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. And it is, I mean, it is a problem. And it's been a problem. I've dealt with these youth sports leagues for a number of years. You know, I've been out of it for a few years now too. But that was always the one complaint that people in these leagues had, is the parents that want to push their kid but don't want to step up and help other kids as well. And I think every youth sports parent should have a go at coaching so that you see what it's like. I mean, not every parent, but anybody who feels like they've got something to say about how things should be done, have a go at coaching. And you'll see, you'll sit in those meetings that they have, the league meetings, where they explain to you how everybody has to have equal playing time and how, you know, you can't, even if you have a kid who's a superstar, you can't foster that necessarily because this is just instructional league and that'll work itself out later on. You know, these things that you take for granted, if you're sitting there in the crowd, you don't know the ins and the outs of it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Mr. Marathon.
Not even hardly.
Well, first of all, I'm very proud that you went out there and did that, number one.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm very happy that you did it. And I think you did very well. To me, winner. You went out there, you did that, and now you know what it's like to even do something like that. Maybe it'll be in your blood, you'll do it more and more. Make more and more changes. So you enjoyed it, though, right?
Yeah, I had a good time. I mean, I'm feeling it today, but...
A lot of people?
Oh, yeah. They had over 1,300 people sign up this year.
Wow. 1,300 people were walking?
Well, some of them are running. But, yeah. So, basically, They let the runners start 5 minutes ahead of the walkers. And, you know, a lot of the runners, they only take, like, 15, 20 minutes to finish. So it gets, you know, they're not on the course very long while people are walking. But some people, you know, there was one family that took about 2 hours to finish. I think they were the last ones across the finish line. So, you know, everybody goes at their own pace.
Yeah. So exactly how long is it? Don't give me kilometers. I only know about miles. So
I believe a 5K is 3.1 miles.
Oh, that's not too bad. Oh, you can do that. You'll swing it in no time. You almost made it, right?
I mean, I know I did. I finished it.
I was in the other room. I thought you said something about it. I didn't finish or something like that. Did you say that?
No.
I finished.
I did my time. I did about 10 minutes better than my time last year.
Well, that's good. So how many years you've been doing it?
This is the second. So last year I did it because, you know, we were doing it here. We were promoting it here on the radio station. And I said, you know what? South Coast Health is helping me lose weight. I'm going to do this, you know, as a way to kind of see what the progress has been of this weight loss that I've done. So I signed up to do it, knowing that the money went to help families with cancer, but not really thinking too much about the cancer part. And then, of course, I get cancer in the time since. So, you know, it meant a little something extra to me to be able to go there because they basically saved my life. And I was able to see my surgeon there, Dr. LaRocque. He was there afterwards. I talked to him for a little bit. So, you know, just being part of that, I guess, community now is important to me.
Mm. And good for him to see you, too. You know, somebody that he helped out. He's a doctor and he sees the patient, you know, and what he's done for you. It's good for him to see you, too, you know. So the only thing I want to talk about, which I said I ain't going to do things like that no more, but... Because of the storm that they had and how those people are suffering like that. I mean, I heard a late call the other night, talk night, because I listen all night if I'm awake. And some guy had called in, I don't remember whose show it was, and he said he was there, and he said that he saw a baby that was floating in the water. As the water, it looked like a river going down the street. And he saw a baby. And that, to hear things like that, and then right away you start to picture it in your head. And I think about, okay, I didn't like Harris before, all this crap. But now, not only has she proven to me that she's not for America because of what she's done, using the FEMA money, all going to the Ukraine, and $750 to the people who are suffering. That's nothing. So if they can do something like that, they have really proved to me that they don't belong in government. They don't belong running America, was supposed to be the greatest country. To me, it always will be, no matter what happens. I blame the leaders, not the people that are here. We're good people here for the most part. But she's also proven to me now, beyond a doubt, that she's not human. They cannot be human to do stuff like that. Those people have no food. They don't have no transportation, no electricity. No. People that need oxygen or breathing machines, you can't plug them in. You can't do nothing. Cars are ruined. They can't even try to escape. But, you know, they knew the storm was coming, so I have to say a little bit that they should have tried to get out of there. But don't you think maybe some of them could have tried to get out?
So while there is more that needs to be done, you know that all that stuff that you're talking about is garbage, right? It's not true. They didn't send FEMA money to Ukraine. They didn't send FEMA money to migrants. In fact, the head of FEMA actually came out and said that it's frankly ridiculous and just plain false. This kind of rhetoric is not helpful to people. It's really a shame that we're putting politics ahead of helping people, and that's what we're here to do. So they said that none of this is true. This is all just stuff that Donald Trump made up as a way to demonize his opponent.
So you're taking that at face value, though.
Who do you want to believe? This is the head of FEMA.
He could be in the mix. How do you know? You trust him?
So any fact that I give you, you're just going to turn it around with some conspiracy theory garbage.
Aren't you doing that? Aren't you doing that to me too with everything that I say?
Because what you're saying is false, as the head of FEMA has just said.
Well, it seems to be only coming from him and nobody else.
I don't see a woman.
I don't see anything else on the news anywhere else. I don't see anybody reporting it. I don't hear it on late night radio. I don't hear it.
Because late night radio is just regurgitating Donald Trump's garbage.
There it is. So Donald Trump rules the nighttime radio. That's what you're saying to me now.
The people who are on late night radio are all conservatives that are pushing Donald Trump's agenda. Sebastian Gorka is a friend and former employee of Donald Trump.
And so that spoils it for him. You're not going to believe anything he says now because he's a friend of Donald Trump.
He's going to push whatever rhetoric Donald Trump is trying to push, and Donald Trump is pushing false rhetoric.
Harris found herself a monster to run with her, a monster just like her.
Tim Walz is not a monster.
Could you please tell me, just like I used to ask about Biden, tell me something good. Convince me and make me think about it. Oh, yeah, well, maybe I should vote for her.
I'm not going to bother because whatever I tell you, you're going to turn around with some garbage that you heard from Donald Trump.
I try to convince you about Trump, and it's garbage to you, too.
You'll never convince me because you just repeat his lies. It's an outright lie that they took money away from FEMA and disaster relief to give to migrants and to give to Ukraine.
There's more than that. It's not just that. The first time that she was having an interview, and she said she'd been to the border, we've been there, and she wasn't. That was a lie. That was a lie that she went to the border.
So why are you so upset about her lies, but you're not upset about Donald Trump's lies?
Okay, I'm not saying the man's perfect that he's never lied. I'm not saying that.
But you're getting upset about one person's lies and not the other person's.
I'm saying that I would rather, because of the things that he has done for us already, she's been there all this time, and everybody says, well, she hasn't done anything that she says she's going to do, and she's been there all this time.
First of all, she's the vice president. She doesn't set the policy. She's only there in a support role.
Well, you have an answer for everything. That sounds good, too. Well, that sounds good, too.
Do you not want me to have an answer for it? What do you want me to sit here and say, that's a good idea. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
All the things that she's been saying that she's going to do, she could have already had.
No, she couldn't have because she's not the president of the United States and she doesn't set policy. Nor could she do it because she needs Congress to be on her side to be able to do it.
Okay, but she could have done a lot more.
No doubt. The administration could have done more.
The mess that we're in. We weren't in this kind of a mess when Trump was in office. You can't even say that. You can't say nothing.
I will not say that. I hated the 4 years under Donald Trump. And I hate the fact that people think that they were better off because they weren't.
Yes, we were.
No, you weren't. You were setting yourself up for the eventual disaster that happened.
Really?
What we are going through is the result of 4 years of Donald Trump.
Well, my gas was cheaper. My food wasn't this expensive to buy.
I just paid $2.85 a gallon for gas.
Yeah, of course, they're doing that right now near the election. They're looking for price gouging and this and that. Come on.
Or it could be because the price of oil has gone down worldwide, which has nothing to do with the U.S. election.
So you don't think that we ought to use our own resources?
I think what happens is you just like Donald Trump. You don't like Kamala Harris. So you're going to believe every little bit of lies that you hear that support that argument. You have no rational thought that goes into your decisions.
Listen, I already told you. I'm not in love with Donald Trump. He's made a mistake. He'll never be an angel. He's made a lot of mistakes. But we weren't living this way when he was there. And if you can't see that, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Really. Well, you know what? I'll live this way for another 8 years. Give me 8 years of Kamala Harris.
Eight years.
Well, absolutely. I got to hold you there, Mary. I got some other calls. You sparked everybody else to call in.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it?
That's.
I want to hear it all. Have a great day.
You as well. All right, let's go to the phones here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Man, I'm real. You know, Mary, come on, stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Donald Trump did. I can't believe he wouldn't get out there and say, you know, they used all the money for the migrants and all that stuff. This is why I can't stand Donald Trump. It's because these are the reasons right there, the low blows that he tries to do. I mean, he's a piece of garbage. I tell you, man, I can't even believe that he will put that out.
He's so desperate that he's making up these stupid lies, and people are believing it because other people repeat it. So then if they're repeating it, it must be true. But it's all just coming from his insane mind. Which, let's face it, at this point, you've got to start to wonder if he's all there.
But they buy it every time. The garbage he peddles, they jump on it and they run with it. And I don't know, man. It's like they're a bunch of cultish, crazy nuts. I mean, anything he says, anything.
I can't explain it.
But it's only stuff like this that they say. He used all the money for FEMA. All our people are starving, and all the money's used up on these people that came across the border. Just like all the jails are going, they're bringing diseases, you know, all this craziness that he peddles to the American people. And I don't understand why. If he's such a patriot, why does he do it? Well, I know why he does it.
Because he's not actually a patriot. He doesn't care about America. He cares about himself.
No, he don't. These people, they just don't see it. I don't get it.
Because when people fall for a con man, they can't admit that they got conned.
And he's good. He's good at it. I mean, he's cheated on his wife. Look, all the charges, all the things. Is everybody wrong? People are in jail over him. I can go on and on all day.
Ask a local, you know, district attorney how hard it is to prosecute con men when you can't get people to come forward and admit that they've been conned because they're so embarrassed by it. And I think that's what we're here for. Right. I got to hold you here. I got to take a break before the news. Callers, hang on. We will get to you. I've got to take a break for the news. When we come back, we'll have the news and then we can get to your calls. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. Callers, hang on. We will get to you. But right now, Phil Devitt is waiting to give us all the top stories of the day.
Hurricane Milton heads for land as the South recovers from Helene. A surprising announcement from Pope Francis and a critically panned movie still makes it to number one.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hurricane Milton is quickly increasing as it moves toward Florida. Chris Caraggio with the details.
Governor Ron DeSantis advised those in the storm's path to evacuate, cautioning that time is running out. Milton is forecast to continue intensifying and making Category 4 strength by Tuesday, minimally weakening before landing in Florida Wednesday, according to the latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center. Milton is expected to hit Florida as a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher. DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 51 counties. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Kamala Harris was back in North Carolina over the weekend to survey the damage left by Helene. The Democratic presidential candidate met with emergency officials on Saturday after arriving in Charlotte for a briefing on the ongoing recovery efforts. Former President Trump is criticizing Harris over the federal response. Speaking at a rally in Juneau, Wisconsin on Sunday, Trump said disaster relief efforts remain underfunded.
They send hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign nations. And you know what they're giving our people? $750.
Over 225 people have died and hundreds are still missing as a result of Hurricane Helene. Dubai's Emirates Airline is banning walkie-talkies and pagers on flights. The airline announced the new policy on Friday and also said flights to and from Beirut, Lebanon's capital, will be canceled until October 15th. This comes after pagers and walkie-talkies belonging to the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah exploded last month and killed dozens. Pope Francis made a surprising announcement after speaking on the conflict in the Middle East and the anniversary of the October 7th attacks on Israel. The Pope picked 21 new cardinals who will begin their appointments on December 8th. Cardinals are high members of the church, second only to the Pope, and act as his advisors. One of the highest regards of the cardinals is electing a successor to the Pope. And with the addition of 21 new cardinals, Francis has chosen a diverse body to add global representation to the Vatican. Officials are warning of illegal online pharmacies selling counterfeit pills made with fentanyl and meth. Rob Martier has more.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration issued a public safety alert on Friday, saying there's been an increase in illegal online, often foreign-based websites that are targeting Americans. The DEA says it's found websites in the Dominican Republic and India that have been working with drug traffickers but claim to be legitimate, based in the U.S. or approved by the FDA. A warning was also issued by the CDC this week about a potential public health risk from ordering what appears to be prescription medications from online pharmacies. I'm Rob Martier.
It's no joke. Joker, Folly Adieu didn't do so hot at the weekend box office. The Joaquin Phoenix Lady Gaga film earned $40 million in its debut weekend. Not a strong showing, but still putting the film at number one. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice hanging on to the number three spot as we inch toward Halloween. That movie has made $265 million since it released a little over a month ago.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots lost to the Miami Dolphins on Sunday, 15-10. They host the Houston Texans this Sunday at Gillette Stadium. And the Celtics are 2-0 to start the preseason after sweeping the Nuggets in the NBA Abu Dhabi games. Defending champs opening their exhibition schedule with a four-point victory on Friday before dominating Denver 130-104 on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A strong cold front moving in with possible thunderstorms and showers. Temperatures seasonable, topping out in the upper 60s. Clearing tonight. Sun returns on Tuesday. Seasonable temps once again. And feeling cooler as we get toward the end of the week. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Seastreak Sunset Cruise. Take in the sights of historic New Bedford from the water on Saturday, October 12th. Book now at seastreak.com. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, let's go right back to the phones, 508-996-0500. We have, looks like, one or two lines open, but let's see if we can get these calls in. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. The reason why there's such insanity in the world and everybody bickering with each other and there's no peace. In Psalm chapter 2...
I don't want a sermon this morning. If you have a point to make, fine, but I don't want to start getting into, you know, sermons on the air.
Well, that's where you'll find the peace. There's no other place, and it's there. Psalm 2, you compare it with Acts chapter 4, and see for yourself.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. You have a good day.
You too. Bye now.
And let's go to, let's see, this person was on next longest. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Can I have a second?
Sure.
Okay. You know, when you're talking about FEMA and Mary went off on it and everything, and I'm not backing up Trump now. The point is, it's been a lot of stuff in the papers and everything that Even the FBI has lied for Biden, all the stuff that happened with that. So you can't believe even FEMA, they got the bread and butter on one side.
So then what's the point of having any facts at all anymore, right? This is what Donald Trump wanted when he first started telling people not to trust the media. It's to create an environment where you can choose what news you want to believe.
No, I understand what you're saying, Tim. But what I'm trying to say is there's been proof that the other side, the Democrats, lied in a lot of things that Biden had done. So that doesn't mean that FEMA is not lying, too. I'm not saying they are. But Mary had an idea there. I'm just sticking up for Mary in a way. I'm not Trump. Trump is Trump, you know. But now he's got to the point.
But the only person who said this was Donald Trump, and then everybody else is just repeating what Donald Trump said. This isn't like somebody came out and said, "Hey, I've got a, you know, I'm a whistleblower within FEMA, and this is happening." This was Donald Trump pushing a false narrative, and people believing it.
Tim, that's not what I'm discussing with you. I'm discussing that the point is, if Trump is lying, so is the Democrats. That's all I'm saying. The people under Biden, it's been proven over and over, have lied to protect them.
Hey, Gilly, not to interrupt you, but I have Channel 12 on in the background, and they're talking about that murder that happened in New Bedford, and I just saw Deborah Coelho on TV.
Oh, Deborah, well, she lived right where it happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't heard from her in a while, but I just saw her on Channel 12.
You know, it's funny. I think it's funny because you got all the news there. I should go and hold my sign behind the news.
You could be the next viral video of you behind the newscaster.
You know what I mean? I didn't want to bring that up, but it's a good idea. I'm glad you gave it to me.
I called in
for Mary because... You know, and you heard the guy calling, she shouldn't be drinking the juice. Now, see how parents get involved, like we talked earlier? You can't be slandering people like that unless you have proof. And you know I have proof when I say something. So, am I right?
Yeah, you're right. All right. Thank you for the call. You have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's take this call here. And by the way, if Gilly starts showing up on newscast, don't say that I gave you that idea. All right. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Matthew 16. No, I mean, my office 16. He said, where's the money? They stole it all. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. That was a long time to wait for that point. But okay, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and get involved in the conversation. You can also send app chat messages. You can also send open line voicemails as well if you want to do that. You could also call in. As this person is doing right now. So I'll tell you what, let me take that call. I've got time before I could take a break. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hi, is it me?
Only you know for sure, but it sounds like you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, you had mentioned that you had cancer and you went to the doctors around here.
Yes.
Could you tell me this name?
So I had kidney cancer, so I had to have my kidney removed. So I saw Dr. LaRocque was my surgeon.
Okay, Dr. LaRocque?
Yes. He's now the head of medicine for South Coast Health.
Okay, so it's South Coast?
Yes.
Okay, Dr. LaRocque.
If you've got somebody in your family that's dealing with cancer, the South Coast Health Cancer Center over here in Fairhaven is fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, good enough. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Oh, I hope that everything goes okay.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. And I cannot say enough, you know, what a great job all of the doctors did. And I can't remember the name of my oncologist. So give me a moment. I'll see if I can look that up on my MyChart app. But because I only had to see the oncologist twice. When I went back the second time, he said, that's it. I don't need to see you anymore. Everything's good. So I think... You know, that's just a credit to how good of a job they do over there. It was Dr. Othman was my oncologist. Dr. Idris Othman. So, again, you know, I still got to go for scans every 6 months for the next 5 years. just to make sure that everything's good. And because I only have one remaining kidney and that kidney has a stone in it, I have to go in and have, you know, some x-rays done, ultrasounds done to check on that. And we talked about what we might have to do relatively soon to take care of that. But for the most part, you know, clean bill of health, doing a lot better. And it's because I trusted in the guidance that they were giving me. You know, when I first, for those who don't remember, it all started when I got some kidney stones last September. And I went to the hospital and they said they were going to give me surgery to remove them. And I was like, okay, I've never had surgery before, but if we got to do it, we got to do it. And when they were doing the x-rays, they found a mass on my left kidney. And they said, you know, we're going to do a little bit more checking up on this. We'll have you come back in a couple of months and do some more scans. And once they saw it on the scan, they said, you know, we've got to take it out. We don't know for sure it's cancer. We won't know for sure until we take it out and test it, but we've got to take it out. And they were originally just going to take out the mass. But by the time they went in to do it with the robot, it had grown a little bit too big and got too close to some vital areas. So they ended up just having to remove the entire kidney. And thankfully that took out all the cancer and it hadn't had a chance to spread. So thank God for those stones, because if that didn't happen, who knows how bad it could have gotten before I would have realized that I was sick, because I had no symptoms whatsoever. I had no idea. And, you know, you don't normally go in for a screening and say, yeah, check my kidneys for cancer. It's not something that they do unless they have reason to do it. So those stones probably saved my life. Still hurt, but it hurt. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I do see some app chat messages we will get to, but right now let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning.
How's it going?
You know, where we're suffering, what we're suffering in our nation now is Trump mania and Trump hysteria, both extremes.
Yeah, I mean, really.
51% of Americans are independent, and they don't like either one.
So
people feel like they got their back up against the wall.
So one way or another, we'll see the end of Donald Trump at some point. Either he's going to win 4 years and he can only do another 4 years, or he'll lose and probably not run again just due to, you know, age and the fact that he'll have lost twice. Do you think that,
according to the registered voters, 51% independents, 25% Republicans, and 23% Democrats. But that's what it is. You got the extremes on both sides.
Do you think
the brainwashed Trumpsters, and then you got on the other side the hysteria of the haters, the Trump haters. But most Americans are in the middle.
Do you think when he goes away, does that go away too, or is this just going to be the start of something else, that they'll just move that focus onto something else instead?
Well, many people don't like Harris and Walz. So, sure. I mean, where we stand now, most people are just, their backup is against the wall, and some don't even know, you know, if they want to vote for Trump, because recently Jesse Ventura was on. Many say MSNBC, but he said that when he was running for governor in Minnesota as an independent, Donald Trump went out and visited him, because when he first ran, Donald Trump, he ran as an independent. He wanted to know, you know, what was the secret of, you know, him winning the governorship. And is Donald Trump the same guy now as he was then? And Jesse Ventura said that, yeah, he's a liberal. He's just telling people what they want to hear. And, you know, he supported the campaigns of Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the same people that he's bad-mouthing now with
he supported
the people
Kamala
that he
Harris.
Supported in the past.
Yeah. So I think part of it is, you know, you heard about Melania's book coming out and her writing in it, you know, her thoughts on abortion and, you know, indicating kind of that he has a similar approach to that. But obviously that's not what he's saying publicly because that's not what will appeal to his voting base.
Well, that's not what's going to appeal to, you know, the Bible Belt. And Melania Trump, you know, comes out and says, she says she's a Catholic. And she at first was pro-life. Now she's pro-choice. And the same thing with Trump. He ran as a conservative. But now you're like, well, you're going to have to give up your values in order to gain the vote. So this is a manipulation. It's unfortunately, I think many people are being brainwashed on both sides of the aisle. You know,
yeah,
the Uniparty, as Jesse Ventura likes to put it, you know, they've sold us out for 50 years. And Donald Trump's not going to bring all these factories back in four years.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse would have been somebody I would have voted for president back in his, you know, the days following the governorship. Now he's a little out there for people. Now he's got a cannabis business and things like that. So I don't know that people would vote for him now, but I thought he had a good shot back in the early 2000s.
Well, he did, but he was also endorsing RFK Jr. and then he bailed out. You know, RFK Jr., said that he was going to take it to court as far as, you know, his being on every ballot, and then he just bailed out. So he also chickened out, put it that way.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Have a good day. And 508-996-0500, let me get my last break in of this hour. We will be right back. And welcome back in. We have just about a minute or so left before we're going to go into the news. But before we do that, I want to let you know. So on a day like today where it could sprinkle a little bit, and certainly we're going to have some wet weather coming up later in the fall and throughout the winter, you might be thinking to yourself, well, I'd really love to have a carport. I'd like to have a carport put on my yard to cover the car over at least. I can't have a whole garage, but a carport would be nice. Well, what if you could not only have a carport, but what if it could also be providing you 20,000 kilowatts of energy a year? Because you can get a carport installed by Isaacson Solar that's actually a solar system, solar power system. It's really, really cool. You can check it out on the Facebook page for Isaacson Solar. They can also do solar pavilions that give you some additional shaded outdoor living space while generating solar power that will offset your electric bill. So if you're thinking about going solar, it's not just about putting panels on your roof or putting panels in your backyard. It could be about adding these great accents to your home while also utilizing it to save money on your electric bill. Check out the Isaacson Solar Facebook page to see videos of their carports and solar pavilions, and then call them to see what kind of setup could work for you. All you have to do to find out more is go to isaacsonsolar.com, ISAKSEN, Isaacson Solar.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.